The Big Society. A Tory boot stamping on a claimant's face for 5 years or more. A Tory boot crunching down on a council tenant's security to a ticking fixed-term lease. Thereafter, to up sticks or pitch them on a pavement somewhere. The Big Society. A Tory boot grinding a pensioner's glasses back to grains of sand. Abolishing compassion, cooperation, empathy, togetherness, tax credits, bus passes. Now we're all in it together to organise our own carts and horses. Rag and bone bowed to the pinstriped hollow men in cabinet. Those condemn multi-millionaire plenipotentiary for vested and invested interests of our meritocracy. Let the coattails of Harrow billow and flap. So too Marlborough's shad bellies, Purcell's catacap. Into the Etonian 21st century, the same classist crap that accuses its critics of envy. It's rude, they say, true blue plutocrats, to allude to one's class nowadays, while many might say it's rude to have class in the first place. We're free to be slaves, waged or unwaged, in a workfare state. The standard's been raised outside Westminster's portcullis for a new transparent age, a glass war on the poor of cutlass and taser, of fiscal rattled sabre. The Big Society will be all Smiles and Malthus, Darwin and Adam Smith, Enoch Powell and Margaret Thatcher, benefit cap and snatcher of the milk of soured kindness. It will be a new politics of private monopoly, schools and hospitals scrapped and pitted in the internal markets, the wreckers' marquetry, dismantlers of the 40s planners better built society. Its masonry chipped away bit by bit since the end of the 70s by hatchet monetarists. A bonfire of the verities will blaze. Scorched earth of our nation's last tattered vestiges of values, blasted now to black curls of promissory policies, old crimson banners, long ago tramped in the scrum for capitalism's false idols, the free market crumbs. Labour sold out, long ago bought out its own heartlands to let the rent-snatching centre ground, scapegoated those they betrayed as cheats, chavs and asbos, while they flipped their homes in the name of the purpling rose, which wilted to a blue rosette, whose well-heeled wearers now are empowered in full flower once more marching to dispose of Nye Bevan's marmoreal covenant from cradle to grave. The motto on a bomb-pocked post-war nation's plaques to hearts and minds. Carve it up among the pharmaceutical private lab rats to make a killing. GPs to have their mouths again stuffed with gold. But this time they are willing. Patients will be customers, every pilling a billing, while orthodontic profiteers of pain will drill their filling for a cut in a society of broken smiles.